talk once again. What if Canmore had a conference center? Wouldn't that be grand? Andrew Nickerson was before Canmore Council last week, I believe, and reopened that discussion.
Not to forget, we do have some conference space here in town. The Coast Hotel is our biggest space here within the community.
But the article makes reference to the fact that it can hold like maybe 200 people versus the 900 some you can get at the Banff Springs and
absolutely
various venues around Banff and Kananaskis.
Would building a large conference center be economically feasible and benefit the community economically, as well as what size that should be, who should build it, where should it go?
I think it would be a big draw for businesses and people having conferences to be able to stay in Canmore. It'd be great for our local economy. The details around actually building it and how it gets built and where the money comes from, I mean, that's the sticky part, right?
The report recommended that a conference center around 18,000 square feet be built by the municipality. How it's operated, whether or not by the municipality or through a contract, was kind of left in the air, but it did recommend it be municipally built, and the cost would run upwards of $20 million for the conference center and upwards of $20 million for a parkade to go with it.
Funded by the municipality, that means basically you and me, taxpayers. Is that an unusual setup for conference centers compared to like other markets?
I'll use one example, Whistler. It has done that. The municipality owns the conference center. It is a model that works, but private sector conference centers are more popular. We just had an announcement this past year. The Delta in Kananaskis was looking at a $26 million investment into that facility as a conference center. So the market case for the private sector is there. When Andrew Nickerson presented in front of council for Canmore Business and Tourism, what he basically said is with this report, what they're able to do is go forward looking for the right conference center for Canmore. It has to fit into our community's needs, as well as our community profile and social fabric. I think a conference center or any sort of facility like that, especially if it's municipally built, should be having some sort of community benefit, because you build a conference center, really, it's for people coming out of the community. It's heads in beds, butts in seats, and cash registers ringing. What really doesn't come out and is more of a conversation for the community and a political conversation is, should we?
I definitely could see the community benefit, but actually spending $40 million of community money, I mean, we're not a poor municipality, but we don't just have $40 million falling out of our pockets here. So that money's got to come from somewhere. I guess the dream is that somebody in the private sector would step up. I don't know. It seems like an active dream, but at the same time, still just kind of a dream.